American shopping for coverage on health insurance exchanges are still encountering problems. Some are getting through and selecting insurance plans, often based on cost. But as Fred Mogul from member station WNYC reports, some consumers are trying to figure out which plans offer the best selection of doctors and hospitals, too.
Manhattan resident John Badiger applied for insurance coverage on the New York State Exchange, and he selected a plan, but was having second thoughts. He realized he forgot to figure out,
will the plan that I signed up for have a hospital near me?
Badiger is 54 years old and healthy, but he figures, all things being equal, why not make sure his neighborhood hospitals are in network with his insurance plan? It's not so easy to figure out. So he and Elizabeth Benjamin, a health exchange navigator, are in a Manhattan office doing some digging.
So what facility were you interested in?
Well, I know right near me there's Lenox Hill and Presbyterian.
Let's try Lenox Hill.
After a little hunting and pecking, it turns out Lenox Hill was not in the first plan he chose, but he did find a plan that includes it and brings his monthly premium down from about $290 to $230.
That's super. That's great. To save $60 a month, that's a really good thing.
It's safe to say not everyone will be so lucky. New York City has a lot of hospitals to choose from, but many of them are in-network for only a few plans. Sarah Thomas from the National Committee for Quality Assurance says health plans get better deals by limiting the number of in-network hospitals.
If a health plan can say, you know, instead of five hospitals in this city, we're going to have three, then those three hospitals that are included in the network might be able to give some discounts to the health plan.
Insurers and hospitals are often locked in a tug of war over prices. Smaller clinics and doctors' offices have a lot less leverage than hospitals, but they also need to make decisions about which insurance networks to be in. And right now, many are sitting on the sidelines. Dr. Neil Kalman runs the Family Health Institute.
Some of the plans are offering us extremely low rates.
And that's saying a lot. He serves low-income residents in the Bronx, often people with complex health needs.
They claim that they are putting their premiums out on the street at a very low rate to make them affordable, but, you know, we can't afford to see a patient for the same amount of money that a private doctor in their office with one assistant can do.
Kalman accepts five plans. He rejected a handful of others that wanted to pay him less than what he gets for Medicaid. A trade association of New York doctors polled its members and found three-fourths of them not participating in exchange plans or unsure if they will. Elizabeth Benjamin, the exchange navigator, is also a senior policy advisor at the Community Service Society, and she says New York State has generally done a good job making sure the policies all have enough in-network providers, but things are still in flux.
It is a game of musical chairs. The providers and the health insurance companies are still kind of, the music's still playing. They're still trying to figure out who's in who. But eventually the music will stop, and then we'll really have a strong sense of what the actual provider list is.
And this process will take a few years to sort out. Benjamin printed out a comparison chart for her client, John Badiger, of the plans he's considering purchasing.
Here, let me put this all in an envelope. And come back anytime, or call me if you need to do anything else. And we're all set.
Well, I've got a lot of reading and comparing to do.
Badiger, who's been uninsured since June, says he's not worried about finding a personal physician who accepts this or that plan because he'll be starting from scratch anyway. Benjamin advises other consumers who do care about going to particular doctors or hospitals to call those offices first. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul in New York.
And this story is part of a partnership among NPR, WNYC, and Kaiser Health News. And you're listening to NPR News.